This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Sports gambling in Colorado grew again in May because of a surge in betting on table tennis. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Table tennis betting more than doubled in May compared to May of last year. That's likely due to the World Table Tennis Championships that month. The tournament is held every other year. But table tennis remains popular with gamblers no matter the season. More bets are placed on it than ice hockey, cage fighting, and golf. Experts say it's a global sport, with matches 24/7. It also has roots back to the pandemic, when table tennis was among the only sports one could gamble on. Colorado averages more than $500 million in total sports wagers per month this year, and has collected a total of $17 million in taxes through May. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
On the Western Slope, a competition to see who can catch the most invasive fish and win prize money in a contest that lasts more than a month. Eric Garduño is an aquatic biologist with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. He started the competition to reduce the number of invasive fish. He says smallmouth bass can decimate the population of native fish.
Even though they're called a smallmouth bass, they still have a pretty good sized mouth. And they can eat a fish that's up to at least a third of their body length. And yeah, they just open that mouth up, suck the fish in, and swallow it whole.
The Ridgeway Reservoir Smallmouth Bass Classic runs through August 10th. Some new rules in Colorado. Federally licensed firearms dealers will now need a state license in order to do business here. The three-year permits cost $400 and require dealers to have their federal license in good standing and to not have been convicted of violating any firearms laws in the last 3 years. Sunny and hot today for much of Colorado and getting even a few degrees hotter tomorrow. This is CPR News, NKRCC.